The name quarterback camp is pretty much a misnomer, as players at every position are on the field this week. Many were eager to get down to the business of organized team activities this offseason, but perhaps none were more excited than Kennard Lang.
We had our quarterback school. We had to be here like 7 in the morning. I couldn't go to sleep. I had like a little crib Christmas morning, a little kid. I couldn't go to sleep. I had to wait for 6 o'clock to come here for that fresh new beginning, because there's excitement in the air, and everything here is expected to win, expected to do well, and you know, hoping, wishing, and wanting. And what more can you ask for?
It's not to say he did not try to make the most of his 2005 campaign in Cleveland, when the Browns used him as outside linebacker in their 3-4 scheme.
I mean, like reality, last year when I moved to the outside linebacker in the 3-4, I just looked to stay in there. I didn't look at going nowhere else, because I want to try to make the most of the situation where I was, because a lot of time when you wish it won't, that grass is not green on the other side. So I stayed there, tried to make the most of my opportunity. At the end of the year, we both came to a decision that it's best for me to move on, and it's been a blessing in disguise.
That opened the door for Lang to follow his former Browns teammates to Denver. As they joined the Broncos last year and took part in a 13-3 season, Lang remained on the shores of Lake Erie, where the Browns would finish 6-10.
So I was just like that little kid trying to chase that school bus going down the street. I just see him going. I'm like, oh, why are you leaving me? But then, you know, I guess it worked out there, staying in Cleveland. But it was better because I helped a lot of guys out, not only on the football level, but also on the personal level, made their personal lives better. So I looked at it as the main reason why I stayed there, because now I'm gone there, now I'm here. But in Denver, where it's like, I mean, you don't know, it's beautiful, I love it. The weather always nice, it's not cloudy, not raining, just, you know, it's just, oh man.
To top it off, the Denver weather agrees with Lang, with sunny skies through most of the QB camp sessions and temperatures in the 70s and 80s.
It's just the atmosphere, you know. I'm a Florida boy, so I'm used to wearing shorts on Christmas morning, okay? You know, it'd be 75 degrees. Like now, it's around 75, 80. I talked to my friend in Cleveland, it's there raining, and they stuck inside the house, so. I mean, here I can drive up the street, I can see the mountains, and it's beautiful, you know. Like a little postcard.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Andrew Mason.